Three environmental groups are suing to block the logjam timber sale on Southeast's Prince of Wales Island. They say the Forest Service's timber cutting plan would threaten wolves, deer, and salmon. The timber industry says the lawsuit threatens one of the last mills operating in the Tongass National Forest. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
Late last year, Viking Lumber of Klawock spent $1.8 million for the right to cut about 24 million board feet of timber in what's called the logjam sale. About twice that amount could be sold later. The sale area covers about 3,400 acres of forest between Thorn Bay and Kaufman Cove on east-central Prince of Wales Island. Three groups are suing to stop the sale, or at least force the Forest Service to reevaluate its environmental impacts. The Tongass Conservation Society, Cascadia Wildlands, and Greenpeace say logging the area would harm wildlife, particularly the Alexander Archipelago wolf. Sitka's Larry Edwards, a Greenpeace spokesman, says the Forest Service broke federal rules when it approved the timber sale.
We are suing because there were serious violations in preparing the environmental impact statement, violating the National Environmental Policy Act and the National Forest Management Act. The latter one of those should be protecting the sustainability of wolves in the area.
The Forest Service had no immediate comment on the lawsuit. Spokesman Ray Massey in the agency's Juneau office says staff attorneys just began reviewing the allegations. But the agency defended the logjam sale in response to earlier administrative appeals from the three environmental groups and other organizations. Officials said their plan focused on an area that had already been logged, not pristine wilderness, and they said it provided enough protection for wildlife. Viking Lumber owner Kirk Dahlstrom, who won the logjam contract, did not return a call asking for comment. But Owen Graham of the Ketchikan-based industry group, Alaska Forest Association, said he recently spoke to the company.
They've told me that without this timber sale, they can't keep operating for another year. And the Forest Service tells me they have no timber sales to substitute for this one within the next couple of years. So we've got to make this timber sale work.
Viking is Southeast Alaska's largest operating mill. Similar mills in Ketchikan and Wrangell have stopped or reduced operations in recent years. The logjam lawsuit does not include the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, the region's largest environmental organization. Juneau-based SEAC filed appeals last year asking for less logging and more wildlife protection, and it proposed a smaller sale plan it said would keep the industry alive. But Conservation Director Buck Lindekugel says the group decided against legal action.
We are trying to change an approach from confrontation to working with other stakeholders to identify common ground and move forward. And all-or-nothing approaches in court are not really conducive to sending the message that we're willing to talk and work towards an agreeable common ground with different folks.
The logjam lawsuit was filed January 11th. It's not clear when it will go before a judge. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.